Today to impeach him on charges including abuse of office and obstruction of justice. The trial will determine whether Paxton should be permanently removed from office. I'm Skip Kelly.
Florida.
Well, tonight a few fair weather clouds. Tomorrow following will be sunny skies to partly cloudy to resume. And at any time, we could see a stray storm, mostly, though, confined to the afternoon hours with the daytime heat. In the morning, we'll start again in the 70s. We'll go to a high tomorrow into the upper 80s. Sunshine to partly cloudy, a chance of an isolated thunderstorm Thursday and Friday. Each day goes to highs in the mid to upper 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Hot air balloon shows, live entertainment, food, arts, and craft vendors, a rodeo Saturday night, and fun activities all weekend long for the kids. The annual Bogalusa Balloon Festival, June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, 5 to 10 Friday, noon to 10 Saturday, noon to 5 Sunday, at Washington Parish Fairgrounds, Franklinton, Louisiana. The annual Bogalusa Balloon Festival. Follow our Facebook page for schedule details and more info.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Yes, indeed. We are here. This is your host, Paul Hurd. Your program, Hurd's Louisiana Live, coming in hot. And we are, I hope I didn't just buzz the micrometer here, but it is a hot day. We've had a lot of victories for fiscal sanity in this state in the last week or so. And everybody in the legislature just apparently took a double dose of LSD during the holiday. And they're all seeing things, making things up, and moving along as if this state didn't have the most fundamentally important problem that any state in the Southeast has. And that's we had some tremendous changes in the legislature, and I could not be more disappointed, and you will be too. There's not a conservative Republican serving in the Louisiana Senate. It's embarrassing. They're all Democrats. They're all little, you know, mini-me's for Governor Edwards. It's just impossible to fathom, and we're going to talk about it. But first, before we do, and we talk about what they're doing, driving, you know, I hadn't thought about it. There's an old song that they're driving old Dixie down. This isn't Dixie, but it's a song about where somebody is just losing. And this is the day that we lost the Battle of the Bulge. Now the question is, can we take it back? It's not over. There's a week and a day or so left, but let's talk about it. We're going to go first to again talk about, express our deepest thanks to those veterans who served and gave the ultimate sacrifice so that this country could be free, could allow the states to govern themselves and then allow the people to be free and to govern and dictate their own business, how to raise your family, what morals we're going to teach our families. And the LSD got passed out in the water. That's all I can figure it out. But the other thing we need to remember, we thank our men and women who have given the ultimate sacrifice for our country. But let's remember this. Since the legislature convened 60 days ago, 6,000 people have left that were citizens of Louisiana, have left Louisiana for good. It may be worse than that if they've been watching the legislature, but Last year, we lost 36,000 people. That's 100 people a day. We lost, it's actually worse than that because it's 100 people over the number of births. And so what we've got is every single day, until this legislature and our government in the state does something different, we are losing 150 people a day. Well, even at 100, we have, while the legislature fiddles, Louisiana burns. We've lost permanently over 6,000 citizens from the great state of Louisiana. And I want to thank our senators for their squeamish, thankless, pitiful response to fiscal integrity and pro-family legislation. They're killing it all. They are actually in the Senate 39-0, Democrats and Democrats. There are no Republicans left in the Senate. You need to, if you've, we're going to do this. We're going to do our business report real quick. Then we're going to have a civics lesson because I need you. If you've got a telephone number where you can text your senator or a representative, we're going to ask you to text them this. C-S-E-E, C, Senate Rule 1311, just do it. And here's why. We've got 8 or 10 bills and the budget tied up out of the House in good shape, sent to the Senate, and it's being smothered with a Democratic Party pillow of waste. It's pitiful. Any two Republican senators can call these bills out on the floor, and they're passing by overwhelming majorities. The only way the Democratic Senate can get away with this is to make sure that no one takes a vote. And that's exactly what they're doing. We'll talk about that. And remember, start getting your message ready to your legislators. See Senate Rule 1311. Demand the bills come to the Senate floor. Take simple majority vote. Any senator can make the motion at any time. You just, as Nike used to say, just do it. And the answer is, if you don't, we're going to get 39 new senators in October. You're not entitled to your seat. You haven't earned your seat. You have squandered the biggest payload, motherload that the state of Louisiana has ever received. And you simply are going to squander it on doubloons, beads, and contract favors for your friends. It's pitiful. But let's first do our business report. It's funny. I've got a little Mr. Bitcoin had him a good weekend anyway. But look, the Dow Jones closed at 33,042. We'll get on with this business and get back to trying to save Louisiana. It closed at 33,042. It was down 50 points. It's down 0.1%. Not bad. I don't like it, but not bad. You don't like it because it hurts our savings. NASDAQ closed at 13,017. That was up 41, which was up 0.3%, a third of 1%. And then S&P closed at 4,205, which was up basically flat, 0.07, less than 1 point. But that is It cracked that 4,200 that I was rooting for. And so, you know, it's a good number as a base. Now let's see what happens next week, next month. Getting to the Treasury bills, the two-year Treasury closed at 4.46, which was down a little bit. I think that's probably because at least initially it was believed that maybe the debt ceiling crisis has been averted. But the more I'm hearing on the radio, I'm not sure those people are any more sane. They may be drinking from the same LSD cups that the Louisiana senators. They're not passing out. Maybe they're passing out Coca-Cola with its original ingredient. But the Senate in Louisiana has gone insane. The Senate in Washington, particularly Mitch McConnell as the minority leader of the Republican Party in the Senate, he's AWOL. He is absent without leave. But the interest rates have maintained that 0.6% spread, inverted curve. So we're still squeezing the economy. When we get back, we'll do, I hear my producer producing me some music, which means I need to take a break. This is Paul Hurd, your host on Hurd's Louisiana Live. We're coming in hot. You need to be back, and we'll give you the information the senators desperately don't want you to have. We'll be right back. Son of a gun, you have been fun. Oh, goodbye.
Severe weather causes telecom network outages. The FCC recommends that you call 911 only when necessary and limit non-emergency calls. Avoid repetitive redialing to minimize network congestion. Try texting if a call doesn't go through. Conserve cell phone power and turn off your phone when not in use. If evacuated, forward landline calls to your cell phone and use your outgoing message to update your status. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This is Annette Benning. I'd like to tell you about the Actors Fund, a nonprofit human services organization that helps everyone in performing arts and entertainment. The fund's programs foster stability and resiliency in the lives of everyone who works in film, theater, television, music, radio, and dance. These services include emergency financial assistance for those in crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Please visit actorsfund.org.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
We're glad to be here. Paul Hurd, feeling all right. Actually, I'm feeling like I want to pick a fight. I feel like on Braveheart, where the guy says, "Well, where are you going?" And he says, "I'm going out to pick a fight." And he sure enough did, and he sure enough needed it. It was a good moment. And what we've got, what we need is some Braveheart. We need some brave senator and one other friend. Actually, this motion doesn't even have to be seconded. It can be made, it is non-debatable, and it has to be voted on. So anytime you make the motion to pull a bill out of committee of the Senate, it can be done by a majority vote of the Senate body on the floor. But anyway, let's get back to our report. Man, I'm hot. I'm just astonished. We'll talk about the LSD guys and ladies later. Here's where we are. We've got that 0.6 inverted curve. It's accentuated again, and I think what the Fed was doing was flattening it while they got through the debt enhancement, the debt increase debate. Now that it's been increased, I think they're going to push harder to squeeze more inflation out, because we're still at 6% on their scale. And I swear, I go to the grocery store and it's just me and my wife. We don't get out for less than 50, and 3 out of 4 times we don't get out for less than 100. And we're eating a lot more pork and hamburger and a lot less steak and other redfish, salmon. Oh, those are yesterday, and yesterday's gone. So really, the Fed's got work to do, but I think because that battle is over in Washington, that the 0.6 is going to stay there or even grow. Our crude oil closed at 73.47, 73.5. That was down $3. That's down almost closer to 4%. Natural gas came back up. That's good, because we got tons of natural gas waiting to be sold. And when it sells, our mineral owners, the people who owned 80 acres and leased it, and there's natural gas underneath it, those people get checks. Those people get checks to help them live, help their families, help their businesses. It closed at 2.3 today, and that's a 4%. That's a 4% increase. And last but not least, Bitcoin. What's interesting is today it closed up only 190 points. But I looked at the number. It closed at 27,866. 27,866. What was interesting is, because you and I have been talking about it staying in the 26,000s and working down toward 25,000 and change. And it had gotten to the 25,008, 25,009. And this, on the one hand, was at 27,800, almost up to 28,000. And it only went up 190 points today. But I went back and looked at our report that we did Friday. It closed at 26,770 Friday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It closed on Tuesday at 27,800. That's 1,100 points up from where it was on Friday. So What you can see is Mr. Bitcoin had his day. Laura had one heck. He may have been eating hamburger at the start of the holiday, but he's eating steak today. But anyway, that's where we are. The business is hanging in there. Our legislature is absolutely an embarrassment. No, the House is fantastic. Every House member that voted in favor of House Bill 1 needs to run for the Senate. If you voted for House Bill 1 and you voted in favor of House Bill 648, which is the bill that will prevent medical slicing and dicing of minor children based on some belief that there's some concern with the way one of these minors is going through puberty. One, let's remember, this has to do with not altering the biological systems that our minor children have. When they hit 18, 19, you know, at some point we got to let them run their own life. But until then, we've got to protect them. We don't let them buy guns. We don't let them buy cigarettes. We don't let them buy and consume beer. This is permanent life-altering surgery that the minor has no way to understand the complexities of a full life, wishing to be a parent, wishing to have a family, and it's outrageous. What's important is this. We're going to have our civics class. This is where you need to do it. On House Bill 648, the Senate Rule 1311, allows the majority of the senators on the floor to call any bill that has been assigned to a committee that has not been reported out. And this one has not. The vote that was taken was reported in the press, and they get it wrong again, was reported as if they voted against it. No, they even did worse than that. Had they voted against it, it would have gone to the Senate floor with a negative, with disapproval by the committee. But guess where it would have been? It would have been on the Senate floor. They did worse than that. They voted after the debate, after the hearing, they voted to defer it at the committee. What that did was it captured that bill and it kept the Senate from being able to override Fred Mills' crazy vote. I'm glad to know that there's honest to goodness pictures of him dressing in drag and entertaining children with that kind of stuff. I don't know where he came from. I don't know what he's thinking, but golly gee, this is not a justification for mutilating the sexual identity of our children in Louisiana. Look, I got my music coming in. I got to take a break. This is Paul Hurd, your host. We'll be back. We're going to talk about this, but we're going to talk about the way to use Rule 1311 to set Louisiana free. We'll be right back.
Let me introduce you to our program's special sponsor, Louisiana Excellence, the number one citizen advocacy group focused on growing your family income through the repeal of excessive taxes. Louisiana Excellence was founded and focused on immediate repeal of Louisiana's income taxes and excessive sales taxes. We must demand that our legislators immediate repeal Louisiana's income taxes and immediate repeal about one-third of Louisiana's sales taxes. This repeal and grow strategy has worked in Texas and Florida, and it will work in Louisiana too. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. No new taxes, just repeal. Tell your legislator to support the repeal of our income taxes, or we will repeal them. Right now, go to www.louisianaexcel.org and join Louisiana Excellence. Together, we can get our hard-earned money back from Baton Rouge and grow this place again.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
I'm Jordana Brewster.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon. And cancer has in some way touched all of us.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to
Louisiana retirement. Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. At the state capitol, a House passed a bill to allow adults with a clean criminal record to carry a concealed weapon without a permit. Moves out of Senate Judiciary today, despite plenty of opposition. Here's Fabian Blasch with the State Association of Chiefs of Police, worrying about young men with unpermitted weapons.
Now you're going to tell them all they can pack. So now you got full number of 12, 14 of them all armed and not trained and not knowing when they can discharge. And then when they get hot-headed, they're just going
to
fire.
The bill passes 4-1, but must also pass Senate Finance because ending concealed carry permits will mean loss of revenue. Another gun-related bill moving forward would incentivize gun owners with a $500 tax credit for buying gun safety devices. The bill sponsors New Orleans Representative Mandy Landry, who says too many die in accidental shootings or by stolen firearms.
And while this is just one drop in that bucket, I do think it will assist, especially with people leaving guns in their cars.
The bill has bipartisan support. Its next stop, the Senate floor, where it could win final passage. This is news from LRN.
I'm Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlan. There are four steps you should take now to prepare for hurricane season. Secure a flood policy from the National Flood Insurance Program through your agent or at floodsmart.gov. Check your homeowner's policy for your hurricane deductible to see what you will pay before coverage kicks in. Take photos and video of your property before a storm hits. Make an evacuation plan and take your insurance policy with you when you evacuate. For help, call us at 800-259-5300 or visit ldi.la.gov.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Hi, I'm Pat Swilling. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint, and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries, but for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org.
We're glad to be here, Paul Hurd, on a great Tuesday afternoon. Bringing it in hot, the legislature. This is going to be every day until we either break the Democratic control of the Senate or until the senators come to their senses, because the Republican Party, their fellow House members, everyone is saying, pass these bills. Everyone. And remember, this is our civic lesson for the day. When they say, oh, these bills that would require third graders to be able to read before they get promoted, require libraries to remove sexually explicit material from the area of the library accessible by minors. That's all. We're not banning the book. Look, do we remember where the Playboy was at the convenience store? It was behind the counter. It was not out there where the minors, the people underage, could get to it. This is no different than to make our librarians do what our convenience store people have been doing for 50 years. It's just embarrassing. That how sexualized this Democratic Senate, every one of you are a Democrat. Every one of you lied to the party. The Republican State Party says House Bill 648 deserves a vote. So do the other bills, such as House Bill 8. I think it was 81, that required staff to use the correct pronouns for the children at school. They can even groom them at school because there's no law to stop it. If we make a law where it says you do what the parent calls that child until you get permission from the parent to do otherwise. HBL 12 requires the third graders to read proficiently. HB 98 grants school choice to everyone in Louisiana where they can go to the school of their choice. This lets the children that are having to go to failed schools, it lets them escape, go to the school that they think will better serve them, and bring the money to that school to help it serve us. There is a... There are tremendous bills that are in the Senate that we just cannot get out. And what's the solution, children? The solution, sir, is Senate Rule 1311. Make your motion, call the bill on the floor. Senate Rule 1311, children, that's it. Send it to your legislators over and over and over, by email, by text, by paper mail, by Pony Express. Send it to them and let them know that you are aware that they are procedurally voting against those bills. If they don't make the motion, they're in favor of a negative vote on each one of these bills, and that's what's going to get hung around their neck. They've got nowhere to hide. So let's save Louisiana. Let's make this place what people, our Catholics, our Protestants, our God-fearing state wants this place to be. There's nothing wrong with marketing to the world that Louisiana is going to get fiscally sane and we are going to get pro-family and make this a great place for a family to work, prosper, and raise a moral home in this state and be supported by its neighbors and friends. Look, let's do this. The legislature, the budget is bad. What's interesting is over the weekend, there was a article that said that the people that were supporting House Bill 1 had agreed, in quotes, to add to that bill money from the state that would provide for the teacher pay raise of $2,000 and staff members $1,000 by the state. But it doesn't say that they're not going to pay the debt down, which will even free up more money at the local level. I hope that the expenditure of these funds that were apparently agreed upon, and I saw one article that said it was agreed upon, and you don't hear squat from any of these Democratic senators, any of these pseudo Republican senators. I'm embarrassed. I know some of them for what they are, but I know some of them that this is out of character, and they need to figure out a way to rally up and force the Senate to serve the people. But what's interesting is that these pro-family bills and everything else is not going to get out until somebody stands up. It just takes two. We'll see what happens. But what's going on now is, as we know, we've got a Louisiana state elections. You qualify, I believe, in August, and the vote is in October. It's a 60-day campaign period. Now, obviously, there'll be more campaigning before qualifying. But every House member who wants to be a senator, your senator at 39-0 voted to bust the constitutional spending cap. Here's what you got to understand. I know the legislators do. By busting the spending cap and not paying the money into the rainy day trust fund, what they've done is they've voted us another tax hike. Had they paid the debt down and paid the money into the rainy day trust fund, you and I automatically on the books already would have a income tax cut, a corporate franchise tax cut. And instead, they're making sure they don't pay it in so that you and I, they want to spend it all. They won't spend it on anything as long as we don't get a cut. They want us to keep. They still want to milk this cow until this cow drops dead in the barn. And guess what? That's what's happening to Louisiana. We the over-milked cow in the barn that the people, that cow is just saying, I'm sorry, I'm out of this barn. I'm not staying here anymore. I don't get fed. I don't get out of the barn. You just keep milking me. The Baton Rouge needs a haircut. They need a 1% cut in state spending on state revenue backwards for 4 years, 1% a year. And in the meantime, the growth we will catch up to some sanity. But right now, that's not happening. And so, look, let's talk about something that's interesting. And that is I'll cut you cut me, political advertising has started. Steve Wagaspak has got his knife out. He needs to go back to law school maybe, but he's got it. They better be certain that what they say is true, and it's not. And so that's funny, but he's got out with his first allegation, false, with no basis in it, that says oh, I'm running for governor, and I'm going to, as governor, I'm going to do something about crime. And Jeff Landry, as attorney general, he failed to do anything about crime. He needed to go in and prosecute these people in these cities. Jeff, please go look at the Louisiana Constitution. The Louisiana Constitution says that the attorney general may not go in and supersede or interfere with the prosecution or non-prosecution decisions of our local district attorneys. Jeff Landry, as attorney general, cannot go into Orleans Parish if he wanted to without a written invitation from the Orleans district attorney, Williams. Oh, Steve. Jeff has no more control as attorney general. Jeff Landry has no more control over the prosecution of crime in Orleans or East Baton Rouge or Caddo, where the ad refers to, than Jeff Landry as attorney general has control over fishing violations in the Mississippi River. It's silly, Steve. You need to find something that matters. Steve is, I'm afraid, Wagaspack, is the candidate for the do nothing, see nothing. We think it's great to have 100 people leave every day. We'll be back for our last segment. And we're glad to be here. We're trying to make this state better, and we will. Paul Hurd coming in hot, and we'll be right back.
Introduce you to our program's special sponsor, Louisiana Excellence, the number one citizen advocacy group focused on growing your family income through the repeal of excessive taxes. Louisiana Excellence was founded and focused on immediate repeal of Louisiana's income taxes and excessive sales taxes. We must demand that our legislators immediate repeal Louisiana's income taxes and immediate repeal about one-third of Louisiana's sales taxes. This repeal and growth strategy has worked in Texas and Florida, and it will work in Louisiana too. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. No new taxes, just repeal. Tell your legislator to support the repeal of our income taxes, or we will repeal them. Right now, go to www.louisianaexcel.org and join Louisiana Excellence. Together, we can get our hard-earned money back from Baton Rouge and grow this place again.
Hey, this is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath, in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mind.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO, 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Wednesday, immigration population expert Frosty Wooldridge will give us the latest on the border crisis. And we'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star, the Crawgator, Doug Schechtschneider. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
It's great to be here. Paul Hurd, your host, Hurd's Louisiana Live, coming in hot on the great WGSO 990 AM, the community radio station for Orleans, Jefferson, St. Tammany, St. Bernard, St. Charles, and the surrounding areas beyond that reach. We're glad to be here. Look, since Steve Wagaspak so inartfully raised the issue about crime, the answer is the prosecutors aren't prosecuting, and the police, the law enforcement is doing its job and making the arrest, getting the perpetrators identified and getting them into the system. That's not the case in Chicago and in New York. It is so outrageous that in those cities, I was listening to a report on the crime in Chicago, and they said 80% of the murders in Chicago are never solved. Now, you and I both know, the people on the street know who did it. The people in the gang know who did it. The people who are not in the gang and are scared to death of the gang know who did it. But at least we have some effort being made here to arrest and identify the perpetrators. Once that's done, then our do-nothing prosecutors in Orleans, East Baton Rouge, and in Caddo simply think they're running a candy factory where they're just giving out gifts. And it really, at some point, when do the victims, when do they count? But look, there is one thing that I think is interesting in Orleans, and that's this. We recently changed our Louisiana Constitution, what used to allow in criminal cases a person to be convicted if a 12-person jury, it could be a conviction would be adequate if there was 10 votes to convict. And with 10 to convict, it was as if it was you. And in the federal courts, you had to have a unanimous verdict. But we changed our Constitution. The U.S. Supreme Court also ruled, after we changed it, that was unconstitutional. And so the gentleman who did it was from Louisiana, who took it to the U.S. Supreme Court, Evangelisto Ramos. And he got a new trial, and in getting first, he had to make a motion for a new trial. It was not automatic. He made that motion. The judge that he made it to believed there was enough question about his guilt that the judge granted him a new trial. And then at the new trial, Mr. Ramos was found not guilty. And so he went from a sentence of life imprisonment for second degree murder. He walked. Now, I don't know the facts on, let's assume the jury took the facts as presented to them and made a decision. The one thing that's interesting about this is that many of the lawyers who are criminal defense lawyers advocate that every conviction that was 10 was not unanimous should be overturned, and that every person that was so convicted by a less than a unanimous jury should get a new trial, and that the conviction should be set aside. Sounds cute. Sounds nice if you were given trinkets away. But think about this. This procedure has existed for more than 50 years. Every convicted felon in Louisiana that didn't plead guilty, that went to trial before a jury, was convicted by that jury in law where the jury could have convicted that person 10-2. Two for not guilty, 10 for guilty, he was still guilty. And those records are known, so everyone knows who was convicted that way. The problem becomes, if you upset a trial that occurred 20 years ago, your witnesses are gone. It doesn't mean that it was a bad conviction. What it means is that the trial occurred while evidence was available, and I think for that reason, the U.S. Supreme Court said these cannot go forward anymore. You cannot convict people on felonies on less than a majority, not majority, less than a unanimous jury. But those who were convicted under the other procedure are not entitled to be presumed innocent. The process worked under the rules that existed. If such a person wishes to make a motion for a new trial, that's probably in order. But Mr. Ramos, and that's exactly what Mr. Ramos did, he made the motion, got a new trial because the judge found there was some question in the weighing of the evidence. Some of the DNA had gotten a little better. And it was one of those that I don't know whether or not the... Remember this, we've got a DA in Orleans that just hates it if he convicts anybody. He really presumes that we're all innocent regardless of what the facts show, what the video show, what the DNA shows. It's all a little bit embarrassing. And we'll talk about Louisiana Excellence has a bill to solve our problem of these woke DAs not prosecuting. But over in Jefferson Parish, there was another gentleman who made a motion to get a new trial. He got a new trial, and then he was unanimously convicted again. And part of the problem with some of this is that it's hard to get all the witnesses, depending on how far back you go, how to get the witnesses, find the evidence. The appeals are all spent. Find the evidence to be able to represent a case that occurred 10 years ago. So that's really where we are. Look, looks like we've run out of time. We've got things moving. Remember, get your phone out, text. See Senate Rule 13.11. Just do it. Get these bills out of the Senate onto the Senate floor. This is Paul Hurd. Hurd's Louisiana Live coming in hot. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll see if the LSD wears off our Senate before tomorrow. Have a good evening.
Look as much, but if you much as touch, you're gonna have yourself a case.
Let me introduce you to our program's special sponsor, Louisiana Excellence, the number one citizen advocacy group focused on growing your family income through the repeal of excessive taxes. Louisiana Excellence was founded and focused on immediate repeal of Louisiana's income taxes and excessive sales taxes.
We must demand that our legislators immediate repeal Louisiana's income taxes and immediate repeal about one-third of Louisiana's sales taxes. This repeal and growth strategy has worked in Texas and Florida, and it will work in Louisiana too. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. No new taxes, just repeal. Tell your legislator to support the repeal of our income taxes, or we will repeal them. Right now, go to www.louisianaexcel.org and join Louisiana Excellence. Together, we can get our hard-earned money back from Baton Rouge and grow this place again.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.